I'm sorry, my friend, but it's too late. In less than 24 hours, the 10 richest men in the world will be in my trowel.
Flint's eyes lit up as he connected the dots.
Angel Island, Flynn smiled, nodding. Randall Beckner's private resort.
On a clear day, you can probably see it from this Alcazar's highest tower. It's in the Sea of Cortez, and every year Beckner hosts a retreat for the world's 10 richest men. Tycoons meet to exchange ideas, make deals,
and collude to continue the oppression of the working man, Gallardo said.
So you're a socialist like your mentor? Flynn raised a surprised eyebrow.
I'm an enlightened capitalist. I believe in social responsibility and a more equitable distribution of wealth. Pure socialism doesn't work. People need incentive. They need to be rewarded. Otherwise, you end up with what happened in the former Soviet Union.
And that's why you're taking control of them? Flynn posited. To distribute the wealth from them to you? Gallardo laughed.
Give me more credit than that, Mr. Flynn.
You're kidnapping them? Sancho was still a little confused.
He's doing much more than that, Flynn said. That ransom for those batos has got to be...
Nothing, Flynn continued, compared to what Mr. Gallardo will make when the stock market crashes on the news of their disappearance.
Very good, Mr. Flynn. Yes, my entire fortune is poised to take advantage of the market's downturn.
You're short-selling all the stock, and then once it drops, you'll buy low, and when you release the tycoons, the market will rise, and you'll make billions.
Brilliant, Flynn said.
Gallardo smiled with pride.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to finally meet someone who understands. I do believe that fate has finally handed me an adversary worthy of my talents. I'm just sorry that their dance couldn't have lasted a bit longer.
Yeah, too bad,
Mendoza mumbled as he grabbed Flynn by the arm.